This is St. Louis Public Radio. Earlier this month, the federal government released a report that linked exposure to radioactive waste in North St. Louis County to a higher risk of bone, lung, and other cancers. But St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton finds many residents say the report left questions unanswered.
Decades ago, Mallinckrodt Chemical Works stored radioactive waste near Coldwater Creek. It leached into the soil. A new report from the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry says prolonged exposure to that Cold War-era waste may lead to increased cancer risk. But the report didn't connect individual cases to the waterway.
It would have been nice to have been a little more definitive in saying, you know, yes, definitely. I think there's possibly more to come out on this.
That's Gerard Osco. He and his wife Mary have lived next to the creek for decades. They became advocates for residents after doctors diagnosed Mary with lung cancer. Mary Osco says she exercised in a park nearby for years, sometimes coming home covered in dust blowing off the creek bed. She thinks the creek is what caused her cancer, but she says she still doesn't know how much exposure causes health problems.
And how do we know if you just need one isotope? Is it 5 molecules? Lungs were never meant to have those type things inhaled.
Washington University cancer epidemiologist Adetunji Toriola says the elevated risk only applies to residents who had prolonged exposure, such as those who constantly played in the creek as kids.
This report assumed very high doses, extensive exposure.
Toriola says more studies are needed on connections between the exposure to the waste and other cancers and diseases such as pneumonia.
It will be great to know whether lower levels of exposure would also increase the risk of certain health diseases.
The federal government will hold public meetings in Florissant this week to address the findings. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.